ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com presents Rick Stein on Basketball, an inside look into the University of Southern Indiana women's basketball program. Tonight's show is brought to you by Hausman Outdoor Solutions, the Hilltop Inn, Allstat Office City, by the Mac Industrial Services, and by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Rick Stein on Basketball is also brought to you by Slate Printing, Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from the Hilltop Inn, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in here at the Hilltop Inn on the west side. Coach Rick Stein of USI Women's Basketball is here talking all things Screaming Eagle Women's Hoops for the first time in 2026. Round of applause for Coach.
You know, it's crazy. It's been a while since we've been together. Everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm loud. I can be loud. we were just talking about it. You know, obviously three straight road games.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember when we got together the last time, but it seems like a long time. So, obviously, we're excited to be back at Hilltop Inn, and everybody's here. The whole team's here, too. How about that? Yeah. Fun night, yeah.
No doubt.
And back at Liberty Arena tomorrow. Man, we're ready to be back. I guarantee it. Excited about home games this weekend and get back in front of the home crowd.
No doubt. And we're going to talk about a lot here on the Rev and the Rick Stein Radio Show. We're going to hear from Lexi Sepulveda and Lily Graves. Round of applause for them. Talking USI women's basketball.
All right.
I do have a bit of a personal matter to address, though. You know, it's the old cliche of if a tree falls in the forest, no one's there to hear it, did it really make a sound? If we do a Rick Stein Radio Show and I don't get a reminder text at 9 a.m. that morning,
yeah.
Did we really have a Rick Stein Radio Show?
Seriously, you know, Preston was all over me just now. He's like, you're lucky I'm here because I didn't get the reminder text.
Every morning of a Rick Stein Radio Show that day, I get a text. Yeah. I wake up to a text.
There's some text going on in the room, and it is what it is. Just so you know, on our break schedule, we're on a different schedule. This morning, I'm trying to think. You know, obviously up early in the office early, but had some shooting with Butte this morning. Had some film session with Lowe this morning. We were on the court at 10:15 a.m. this morning.
Feels like excuse, but
yeah, it is an excuse, and it is what it is. I should have been up at 4 a.m. this morning, sending out texts to everybody and getting it right. But
you can also schedule texts now. You can do it the night before. Just saying.
You're way over my head. I guarantee you, I don't know anything about that. But this might be the first time I haven't sent out texts for the radio show.
And out of spite, I should have stood you up, and then you'd be like the next day. You could have texted me or seen me at Liberty Arena and be like, hey, Brad, what happened? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Listen,
if I had a reminder.
Carrie and I, Mallory and Austin, and the team would have been here just talking basketball, eating a little dinner. It would have been what it is, you know. So all good.
Fair enough. Though we can talk about basketball, and we have the power to do it on the radio here on 97.7. You wouldn't be able to do that without me, so I'm glad I remembered.
I appreciate you, brother.
We're going to do it. And talking about the last two games, SIUE and Lindenwood. Yeah. The past road trip, and of course, you guys also had the game at Tennessee.
Sure.
Not even from a basketball standpoint. I just want to talk about it from an experience standpoint because we haven't heard from you since, at least not on the Rick Stein Radio Show. What was it like to coach at a historic venue like that where some legends have coached and played and to get your program on that kind of stage?
Amazing. I don't know if words really explain it. Amazing. We had such an awesome trip, and again, you know, we'll talk basketball a little bit on in a second, but for us, you know, getting to Thompson Bowling Arena to get to UT, we're blessed. We had some tours going on. We got a chance to tour around. One of our former students is there as a trainer right now and a strength and conditioning coach. We got around. For us and Pat Summit, when I graduated high school, it's 1987, and Tennessee and Pat Summit, they won their first championship that year. You know, I grew up in that time as a player and a coach when Pat Summitt was doing so many amazing things. Kerry and I and Coach Dugan and Coach Litton, that, you know, who I coached with for years in that 97 season where they went undefeated, won the third straight. We went to a practice. We were there for the La Tech game. They had the ring ceremony. Mickey DeMoss, assistant coach, was in their office. Met Pat Summitt. I mean, my son Alex was a baby at the time. You know, Pat comes in and she's all over Alex and having a good. I mean, it's just, you know, things that are pretty amazing. But you know, our team and who we are. It has a lot to do with, you know, how Tennessee and Pat Summitt ran their teams and their culture and their identity, which was really cool, and to see a lot of that and to be a part of it was awesome. I think our team loved it. Did we love it?
Right? It looked like it was fun.
I hope so. Here's the thing. Every time we put on our shoes and lace them up and put the uniforms on, we want to compete to win. I thought we competed to win at Tennessee. They were better, and the environment was awesome. There was 10,000 people there. It was an amazing scenario that way. We did not. We fought and we fought and we fought. That's a team that right now is 2-0 in the SEC. They're in the top 25 in the country. I think they're 15th in the net rankings right now, which means they're really, really, really good. And I won't take anything away from our team and how we played, what we did, and the experience. I will say this, and you know, I don't want to go too in depth about what happens in our locker room, but when I walked in after the game, you know, you could see it on our team's faces that they don't like losing. And, you know, no matter who they're playing. Yeah. I mean, we could have, you know, UConn's number one. If we'd have lost to UConn, I don't think they liked it. And I felt good about that, overall. We felt good about our experience. It was a great trip heading into Christmas. And I think it helped us coming into the opening week, to the road opening week coming into SIUE and Lindenwood, because it's really hard on the road in this league. It is really hard. And that's why you go to, you know, places like that. Why do you go to East Tennessee State? Why do you go to Northern Kentucky University? Why do you get on the road to play tough teams? Because it's got to help you for what we're in the middle of right now. And all that matters right now is OVC play. Yeah. And our experience at Tennessee, I want you to ask Lily and Lexi too. I'd like to hear what their feedback is about what that trip meant to them and how they think that it helped us too. But I think it helps in a lot of ways going into January, February, and into March, hopefully.
Yeah, you mentioned OVC play. Let's talk about OVC play before we hit a break here. And you guys win against SIUE this past Thursday, and then a loss to Lindenwood. Now, Lindenwood is one of the better teams in the OVC, so are you. But I think the consequence of success, right, is expectation. Everyone's expecting you guys to be in every game, and you were in that game, to win just about every game because you guys have made a habit out of winning in the OVC. So you guys come up a little bit short against Lindenwood. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'll just go SIUE first. You know, we went in there, and I thought our prep that week was good, and we came in with the thought process of you know when you get into conference play, if you can win at home and you can split on the road, you got a good chance.
Yeah.
And if you can do better than that, you got a really, really good chance because you're playing 10 home games, you're playing 10 away games, and if you can go 15-5 in this league, you got a chance to compete for the league championship. You go 17-3, got a really good chance. You know, and again, those are things that you hunt and you talk about. Now, we don't like to split. I mean, well, that's not what we're hunting every day out. But you get that first road win, and that feels really good because it's so hard to win this league. I don't know if anybody remembers. We were at Edwardsville last year. We were down 20 at half. I mean, getting our rear ends beat bad. And we ended up coming back and winning the game, which we're really proud of to do that. I thought really from start to finish, we were in pretty good control of that game. And we separated at the end, which really felt good. You look at a team like Lynwood, they were 1-2 as we came in. They're picked to win the league.
Yeah.
And they're 1-2, and their two losses are at home. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they weren't going to not be ready for USI coming in. Every team is going to be ready for us. We've had success that is strong. They come into our building, they can see banners. Obviously what we've done the last few years, people remember those things. And we went to Lynwood, and we've watched plenty of tape, and we always do. Obviously, we're watching tape of SEMO and UT Martin for this week, but also watching film on, hey, what did we do and how we can be better. We got Lynwood's best. I mean, that's the best way I've seen them play in the last month. And did we play our best? No, we didn't. Can we get better from it? I hope so. But at the same time, every possession matters, every night matters. And I'm excited to see what our team looks like as we move forward into this week. There's so many things that come into play with wins and losses. And we talk about possessions and what they mean, and offensively and defensively. You know, the only game we've won 9 games, we've given up less than 60 points in every single one. Lynwood got 75. Yep. Not so good.
Yeah.
Not so good. We got to get some of those back. We want possessions back offensively. But what I hope is that we're better because of our experience last week, and we'll show it this week at Liberty Arena.
No doubt. It's the Workstown Radio Show here on WREF. Coach Stein talking USI women's basketball. And he's doing a pretty good job at it. But you know what? Maybe some reinforcements might be good as well.
Yeah, that we need to bring some up. Bring them up. Bring them up.
We got Lily Graves coming on the show when we return on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week? A relaxing atmosphere with friends and family? Great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls and Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. And we're back on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein here at the Hilltop Inn on the west side. Jimmy John, sub of the show. Not Lily Graves, it's Lexi Sepulveda here on the wrap. Round of applause for Lexi. Appreciate you coming on. How's life?
Oh, it's great. Thank you so much for having me.
Why is it great? Is it great because you're still riding the holiday spirit, because you're on the Rick Stein Radio Show? What's going on? Why is it great?
You know, being on the Rick Stein Radio Show is always great, but I think it's great because we get to play at home today. Well, not today, but this week after being on the road for 3 games. So it's really nice to be home.
Yeah. The fans like it too. You know, we got some fans traveling, but, you know, it's easier when they're playing, when you guys are playing on the west side. What is road life like for you? Road trips, especially 3 consecutive road games like that.
It's honestly pretty exhausting because I feel like we're always on the go, but it makes it even, like, better to win on the road because I feel like it's 10 times harder to win on the road, and we always say we have to be 15 points better to win on the road just to win by one. So I feel like the wins, like, make it even better when we're on the road.
Now, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but when you say something like we have to be 15 points better on the road, first thing I think of is not looking, not pointing at anyone, but some of the people here talking about the referees on the road. Is that what you're getting at, or is it just the idea that you guys have to rise above a tough atmosphere?
I think it's a little bit of both, because I think even not as of much right now because a lot of students are home, but I feel like when everyone comes back, I feel like that'll be a part of it too, like all of the students, the band, the referees. Like, I think it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Coach was talking about Tennessee and how that atmosphere was crazy. 10,000 fans, I'm sure that's almost unmatched. Maybe Assembly Hall last year, Indiana. But in the OVC, where is the toughest place outside of Liberty Arena, of course, to play?
Last year, I think it was Tennessee Tech. I think that was a really tough game for us.
I feel like it's always kind of a rowdy game at Tennessee Tech for you guys. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like we both really just want to beat each other. So I feel like I think all of us have that game circled, so everyone shows up to that game. So I feel like it's really tough.
Lexi Sepulveda here on WREF, the Rick Stein Radio Show, her sophomore season. You know, last year we had you on the program and you were just a freshman still trying to get acclimated to the college game. What's the difference in your game now versus then?
I feel like the game has slowed down a little bit for me. I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at reading instead of just going out there and running all over the place.
Yeah.
I definitely have gotten a lot stronger, and I've been able to play within our offense a lot better, so I feel like that's helped me a lot.
You know, it's funny that you should say that, because when you got here, I don't know if anyone really knew what position you played, if you were more of a point guard or a shooting guard, and it's still kind of like that, but in a good way, because you can do a little bit of both. So when you say play within the offense, what do you really mean by that? Because I feel like it would differ based on which position you're playing. I feel like you've done a lot of off and on ball. So what does that look like for you in your role with this team?
You know, in high school, I was always like, I always had to kind of do everything. So coming in from last year, I kind of tried to do that, and that wasn't what USI basketball was. We always really passed around the ball, and everyone touched the ball before we really took a shot. So I feel like that's what changed my game a lot this year, because I'm not just looking to score. I'm also looking to score within the offense. So that's like coming off a ball screen or coming off a fader, you know, jumping it into our post, like – I'm doing a lot more movement than really just looking to score.
So it was ISO ball for you in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have told you before you matriculated to USI that Coach Stein was not an ISO ball coach.
Oh, no, definitely not.
How did you learn? Did you have to learn the hard way on that? Like, how did you really realize, okay, I'm going to have to change the way I played in high school as I move on to college?
You know, I think it was really just a change within myself and really just how I worked out. Like, all of the coaches here have really helped me, like, in the summer and the off season, like, really focus on what I needed to work on. So I feel like it both just had a lot to do with each other.
Again, Lexi Sepulveda here on WREF. You know, Lexi, for you, I know that you're a big part of this team on and off the floor, but when I see the entire team back there, and it's cool to see the whole team coming out to support you and Lily on the radio tonight, and that's awesome, and talking about the team and celebrating the team, that's all great. But when I see you in the back with the team, I'm thinking, okay, you can always find Lexi because – regardless of what's happening, thank you for doing it and supporting my point. You have the biggest smile on the team. I believe that.
Thank you.
And it's the first thing that anyone sees, right? Where does that come from? And what are you always smiling at? And how do I get to smile like you?
You know, I don't know. I feel like it's just like a natural instinct. Like if I'm nervous, if I'm happy, if anything, like I just smile.
So we're celebrating your nervous smile right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, but there are worse things to do.
Right.
When you're nervous.
Yeah.
See, like I'm a bit of a nail biter.
Oh. See, yeah. Like I always have my nails done, so I can't bite them.
It's a little bit different for me versus you, but all right, fair enough. Also, I feel like for a shooter, you have to have your nails ready to go, like
yeah.
Manicured and, mm-hmm. and good to go. Do you do that on your own? Like, to actually, for basketball purposes, do you treat and maintain your nails for that? Do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I can't play without them. Okay. I have to go get them done, like, every 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
4 weeks, yeah.
That feels excessive, but then again, what do I know? I'm doing them every night, just biting my nails. Okay, so you do them on your own.
No, I go get them done.
Okay.
I'm not that talented.
Is there anyone on the team that you would trust to – I'm not talking about aesthetics here. I'm talking about functionality. You got to hit some threes tomorrow because you guys are playing Zemo. So we got to get these nails done and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Who on the team is going to help you out there?
Definitely be you.
Definitely
yeah.
be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
100%.
Is that a yes? Yeah? Okay. Who on the team is going to butcher your nails if you ask for help?
Oh, Kylie, 100%, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I also feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I agree with you. Coach D is laughing. It means it must be true, right? Maybe? Yeah, it's a yes. Okay, how do you think it would work if you were like, Coach Stein, I need you. Please help me out. My nails, they're a disaster. Help me out.
I don't know. I don't think he would know what to do. I don't okay. think.
But YouTube is a magic place. I mean, you go on, you can find anything out there. So I'm sure there's a how-to video. Or
oh yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Sure.
Okay.
I think he would try. I don't know if it'd be too good.
I'm sure he'd try. Okay, I'm talking about how-to videos. How do you guys go about getting this win tomorrow against SEMO? I know you're coming off a loss against Lindenwood. Granted, they're the preseason favorites in the OVC. That's a really good team. How do you get back on the winning column?
I think we kind of have a chip on our shoulder after coming off a loss. I think our prep has really been good this whole week. I feel like we're very prepared, so I feel like if we stick to our game plan, I feel like it'll go really well.
You know, I know that you guys expect to win every game. And that is a blessing and a curse, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the way you guys go about it. Coach was mentioning the idea that after the Tennessee game, that's a game that you guys are underdogs in, that you guys were, you know, frustrated and upset about the loss. How does this team, and I'm really asking, how does this team deal with losses? How do you go about recovering and learning and bouncing off of losses?
You know, I think we really just take them as a learning curve. You know, we can learn about even just wins, but I feel like we can learn a lot more about our losses too. We look at what we can get better on, and I think we really change in the moment. So like if we do something wrong yesterday, I feel like we'll come back today or the next day and fix them right away. So I feel like we're really good at working fast.
How much of that is self-diagnosed on the roster versus Coach G or Coach D or AJ or Coach Stein just sitting you guys down and being like, okay, this is what you need to fix?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I feel like the coaches can tell us, like, what we need to work on and what we need to change, but I feel like it really just comes down to us if we want to do it now or if we'd rather wait. So I feel like it has a little bit to do with both of us.
Again, we're talking to Lexi Sepulveda here on WREF, the Rickstein Radio Show. We got the entire team back there. Lily Graves about to hop on the show as well. I'm kind of curious about this. got the whole team there, and so it's a full table. Where are you sitting at?
Oh, I'm sitting all the way in the corner.
Oh, next to Kylie Dennis, who doesn't do nails well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right about there.
So you got – so I actually – like, I think about these things. The way my brain works. Do you choose your seat intentionally? Do you choose to sit next to people, away from people? If I'm you, I'm sitting on the end so I can get out easily and then in easily because I know that you know that you're on the radio. I mean, what was the thought process there? I'm asking because you kind of alienated yourself from, like, 90% of the roster.
You know, we got here pretty early before everyone, so I kind of just sat down.
Me.
Well, no, not of course. But I kind of just sat down so it'd be the easiest to get out and get in.
Okay. All right. I'm asking you, as we get ready to transition to hear from Lily, and of course she was in you were in her shoes this time last year. She's getting ready to make her Rick Stein radio show debut. You got advice for her as she gets ready to come on the show?
I think Lily's really good at talking to people, so I think she'll do great.
I know, but she's not just talking to people. She's talking to the world on the radio.
You're right. Yeah. Okay.
It's a little different.
Lily would do great. You don't have to worry about her.
I feel like I'm getting some jeers here. I don't really know what's happening, but all right. Hey, round of applause, everyone, for Lexi Sepulveda.
Thank you so much.
That smile, is that a happy smile or a nervous smile?
Both.
Good.
Yeah.
We want both. That combination. All right. Lexi, you did great. Thank you so much for doing it. Congrats on everything you've accomplished on the floor so far, off the floor as well. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow against
SEMO. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Lily Graves coming on the show. When we return, you're on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Your single source for workplace supplies, All Stars. All Stars, amazing service. All Stars, lasting solutions. All Stars, tailored to you. AllStars.com.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink, then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Time radio show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. That's a special ovation. I know it wasn't for me. It was for Lily Graves. Round of applause for the freshman coming on. Thank you so much for taking the time. How we feel?
Good.
Good. We were just talking to Lexi Sepulveda. She says that she smiles, right, when she's nervous. I feel like you're a little bit nervous. We're just talking about basketball here. Are you nervous?
Just a little bit.
Why? Why? Am I an intimidating guy? I'm like...
No, you're not intimidating.
So what do we do? Are they intimidating?
No.
Then what are we talking about? Is it the radio thing?
Yeah.
Why? But I the world is listening. I forgot about that. Yeah, from Sea to Shining Sea to Manifest Destiny program, but, you know, that's fine. We're talking about USI women's basketball. The good news is, while I don't know the questions because I don't script questions, they're either about you or the team, and you know all the answers to those topics, right? So we're fine. How do you like college so far? I feel like we talk all about basketball on this show, also nails, but you're a freshman, right? And, yes, you're a freshman in college basketball, but you're also a freshman in college. What has it been like for you so far?
It's been really good so far. My first semester went by really, really fast because with school and basketball, and we were here over the summer, so it was really not much of, like, a break. You kind of just – I graduated in June, and I flowed, like, right into college. So it's been a lot, but you've really had to, like, manage your time and, like, how you do things and make sure you stay on top of everything.
What has been the toughest thing to stay on top of? Because when you start to balance some extra things, if it's school, if it's social life, if it's basketball, I feel like something has a tendency of falling to the wayside a little bit. And you got coach with a whistle to make sure you stay in line with basketball. But is there anything that you've been like, okay, I got to focus on this in second semester a little bit more?
I think it's just like doing your schoolwork when you're on the road and like missing like class. I think like staying on top of that stuff is really going to be important coming this second semester.
But it's never been easier to be a student athlete and to do homework on the road, right? Because now you guys have the like online classes that you can just zoom into, so you really don't have much of an excuse. You think about that, kind of a double-edged sword. More resources for you, less excuses. You see it that way?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. talking about school, right? What have you been focusing on studying so far in your college career? I say so far because I feel like freshmen, they change their majors all the time. Do you have a major yet?
I'm doing early education. I want to be a kindergarten teacher, but I also want to do a minor in special ed.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I feel like that's what Allie's doing, right?
Yeah, I think she's elementary.
Elementary? So not quite, but similar, right? Maybe? Yes. Thumbs up. So is she giving you any tips? What do you think?
I haven't really asked them because a lot of them are in elementary, and like from elementary to like what, like the pre-early childhood, what I want to do is kind of different.
Okay, I see that. My question, and I'm asking you this because I could never do that. Why would you want to do that? Their kids are so small. They're running, crawling all over the place. I mean, how are you going to deal with, what, 15, 20 kids, the ankle biters at that age? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I just, like, I've always grown up, like, loving to be around kids. And, like, I love, like, hugging, seeing, like, kids smile. So, like, I really thought, like, that really was going to, like, be what I wanted to do when I grow up.
Well, let's see. Maybe this time next year on the Rookstown Radio Show. And we're talking about how you switched your major because you realized Brad was right. And that's really difficult. Maybe. Just saying. I know that basketball is a big part of your life, and, of course, you wouldn't have committed to play D1 basketball at USI if it wasn't. But with your father as the head coach at Indiana State on the men's side, I think a lot of people were probably surprised that you didn't want to stay home and play for the women's team there and just kind of play adjacent to your father. And what led to your decision to play here?
I knew from the start I didn't want to go to the same school my dad was at, regardless of, like, where he'd be at. I wanted to be, like, off on my own, like, learning, like, from other people. I didn't want to be right across the hallway from him constantly. And I think coming here, like, it really just, like, checkmarked everything when I got on campus. Like, coaches, like, the way Rick Stein plays and everything, like, it flows into, like, my game. So that's really what made my big decision.
You spent most of your childhood not in Terre Haute but in Indy. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Alabama as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the life of basketball and coaching, right? I know that Coach Graves, I'm going to call him Coach Graves. You can call him Dad. I'm not going to call him Dad. I know that Coach Graves also coached at UE, right? So he spent some time in Evansville. I don't know if you would have overlapped with that.
Yeah, I was here in 6th and 7th grade.
Okay, cool. Where did you go to school?
I went to Oak Hill in North.
Nice.
Evansville North.
Okay, cool. So talking a bit. to view about being a Husky, potentially.
Yeah.
Not really. Maybe. What do you remember from your time in Evansville?
Not much, really. I don't really remember that much at all. He was at Evansville. I didn't really like it that much. Mm. The university was, like, kind of boring. Like,
you know what?
Really...
High five. Yeah, round of applause for that. That's what we call knowing your audience. They don't like you. It's boring, yeah. USI is more entertaining, though.
Yeah.
What do you? I'm being, of course, a little bit facetious, but what do you like about USI compared to, say, UE? I know that you're a student here versus you're in sixth grade and kind of adjacent to campus at UE, but what's the difference in your mind?
I just think, like, they care more about, like, the student athletes at USI and, like, just care more about, like, women's basketball. Like, at UE, like, only the men's team gets to play in the Ford Center. Like, the women's team doesn't get to play in the Ford Center. You have to play in, like, a small gym that's, like, as small as, like, a high school gym, yeah. Like, even maybe smaller. Like, I just wouldn't like that. I don't think that's...
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, Meeks, we'll call it, because I'm trying to be nice about it, we'll call it an intimate venue. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Lily Graves here on WREF. I do know, though, that the tail end of your childhood, right, Terre Haute, because Coach Graves took the head coaching job or assistant then head coaching job at Indiana State. How did you like Terre Haute? And I'm asking you because now you're here in Evansville, and I'd imagine it smells a lot better in Evansville than it does in Terre Haute.
I honestly really couldn't tell you because I haven't really lived in Terre Haute. I mean, I go home for, like, the breaks, but we moved as a family in June, and that's when I was moving to college. So I really haven't been home to, like, stay there for a while. So I came straight from Indy to down to Evansville. So I only go home to Terre Haute on breaks. So I'm there for a couple days at a time.
Fair enough. But I will say that when I got to Evansville and my first season doing USI men's basketball, we played Indiana State. People kept on warning me about the smell in Terre Haute, Indiana, and I haven't really done my research. I don't know what is the source of this smell, but not going to lie, I can't smell anything when I'm there.
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
I mean, you could ask Dad.
I could ask.
Hey, on the subject of your father, I know that he had some health stuff going on. I hear that he's doing well, right?
Yes, he's doing great.
That's awesome. I know that we're all thinking about him, praying for him, especially for you. That couldn't have been easy, right? So when you're balancing school and basketball, and, of course, school being a freshman in college, that's never easy to balance that on top of it. How did you get through kind of that period of your father being on the off the sideline because of his medical?
I just think, like, my teammates and my coaches, like, they were there for me if I need someone to talk to. Stein let me go home when he had his heart surgery, and I think that goes to show you a lot. Like, when you go to pick a school, like, that means, like, he puts family first and, like, really, like, letting me go home, like, spend time with family, like, that means a lot. And I think that really goes to show, like, when people do decide where they want to go, that should be, like, a big role in, like, where they pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, round of applause for Coach Graves and for Coach Stein, obviously, letting me go home. That's a no-brainer, right? Ultimately, basketball, it's been great to all of us as fans, as players, as coaches, as broadcasters, and we love the game, but it's a game, and you got family, so we get that. I am curious, though, about the balance between Matthew Graves as dad versus, say, a coach, right? So when you're visiting him in Terre Haute for, like, a break or something like that, is he coaching you up? Is he talking to you about X's and O's, or is it really just leave basketball at the door?
It's dad, but if I want to go to the gym, obviously he's going to go with me and he's going to help me out whichever way I want to be helped out. He's going to tell me what I need to do in order to get better, but it really is, like, dad first. He really is, like, does a very good job at being dad first, and, like, nothing's ever, like, basketball's not personal with him when it comes to me. Like, he's going to be my dad before anything.
See, I wonder, I'm asking you that because I wonder, and probably more of a question for Coach Stein, if Coach Graves is ever calling Coach Stein being like, hey, I saw this fourth quarter. You guys got to tune this up. I was watching that at home. He's not doing that at all.
No.
Okay, that's cool. I feel like I probably would have heard about it already if from Coach Stein if that was happening too. No, not at all. Again, talking to Lily Graves, Jimmy Johns, sub of the show here on WREF and the Rickstown Radio Show. Got SEMO tomorrow. I know that that's a big game because you guys, for the first time all year in OVC play, are coming off of a loss. So how do you feel about this matchup with the Red Hawks?
Like Lexi said, like, we're coming off a loss. Like, we have a chip on our shoulder. I think being at home is really good for us. We haven't been at home in the last three games. And, like, Coach Stein says, like, you have to win at home in this league. And I think it's really special to be at home because it's a chance for us to go 2-0 at home.
Has there been anything in OVC or just in college basketball so far that surprised you as you've kind of made this adjustment? I know that Lexi mentioned the idea that the game has slowed down for her in her second season. Is that something that you're trying to kind of reconcile in your head and in your style, the game being just a little bit faster?
Yeah, the game for sure is a lot faster. But I think, like, it's honestly gotten a lot better, and I've flowed a lot better into, like, as the season goes on, like, the pace of the game. And I think, like, how strong everyone is compared to high school till now. So I think that's, I would say, the pace and, like, just, like, the weight room, like, is really the big difference in between.
But what is, I mean, I was talking to Lexi about her role on this team, right? But what is kind of your specialty, or even you want to call it on-court superpower, right? Like, all the players in the back brought here for a reason, recruited because of their talent. What is your best asset as a player that you're going to provide USI women's basketball as we get to learn a little bit more about you as a player and as a person off the floor as well? Like, what's your best trait as a player?
I'd say shooting. Yeah. I think my three-point shot is honestly my best.
I like that. I like that. And you were in the three-point contest in Screaming Eagle Madness?
Yeah,
right?
And I lost.
All right. I didn't go there. It's cool to be selected to represent your team. Relax. Yeah. It's okay. You're a freshman. You got three more cracks at it. Okay.
Yeah.
I ask because if three-point shooting is your thing, I know that Sophia, we were talking to her earlier this season about the three-point contest. I think Allie was in it too, right?
Shannon.
Shannon. Okay. That's right. So you feel confident if in a rematch, could you beat Shannon and Sophia? Maybe? Was there a rematch that I'm not aware of?
No, there hasn't been a rematch.
Why not?
I don't know.
Can we make something like that happen?
Yeah, we'll make something happen.
When? I mean, because I feel like you're telling me that, and it's going to get swept under the rug. Can we get a date? Can we get this on the books?
That'll be hard. We'll try. Maybe after practice, we'll do one.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know.
Okay. And you're confident that you're going to win in the rematch?
I'll maybe score better, but I don't know if I'll win.
Okay.
I'm not that confident.
All right. That is humble, realistic. I like it. And maybe that's just respecting your teammates, right?
Yeah.
I like that. Lily Graves, everyone. Round of applause for the freshman. Really appreciate you doing it.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a step aside. Rick Stein back in a moment right here on WREF.
Your single source for workplace supplies. All stars.
USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls and Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
And we're back on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7 FM. We just heard from Lexi Sepulveda, Lily Graves, the two Jimmy John subs of the show. Round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job.
And Coach Stein is back.
I'm so excited to have you guys hear from those two. And we pride ourselves in recruiting, and our coaches work their tails off. It's hard. It's really hard to keep success going. This level is so hard. Everybody's good. Everybody wants to beat you, and everybody can. The coaching's good. The players are really good. We talk about recruiting really good players and really good students and outstanding people. And with Lexi and Lily, come on now, how about a hand? They're top notch. How do you continue success? It's so hard. It's hard to get there. It's hard to have a winning season. It's hard to get some W's. It doesn't matter what level you play at, but especially at the Division I level, it's really hard. There's a lot of when you lose the five seniors that we lost and some of the players that we lost, obviously there's always question marks. How do you replace those kind of players and those kind of things? We don't have to replace those players. We just got to keep bringing in really good players and really good students and outstanding people, and that's what we continue to try to strive to do. And I think we've done it again. What does that mean? I told our team today, I don't think there's anybody on our schedule the rest of the way that we cannot beat. I think we would beat them all, but I don't think there's anybody on our schedule that can't beat us. And it is that close, and it's that final line, and it's real. And I'm not saying that's not coach talk here. You're like, oh, he's talking like a coach. Everybody, no, it's real in this league. The bottom part of our league has risen up. They're better. The top part of our league is still that good. I told our team this way. We played Murray State at the beginning of the year. And got beat on a buzzer beater. They're 12-2, leading the Missouri Valley, and they're fourth in the country in the mid-major poll. Right? I mean, Preston's right there, fourth. Right? And then we went to Northern Kentucky and lost there in overtime. Northern Kentucky's 4-12 in the Horizon. They're in the bottom half, most definitely. Doesn't matter who you play, you're going to get everybody's best, especially us. And the fine line between being 4-12 and 12-2, it's one possession. It is so close. And could we have won both those games? You guys, absolutely we could have. We didn't. We didn't top that off. How can we be better? How can we use those experiences to hopefully get a W tomorrow against SEMO, hopefully get a W on Saturday against UT Martin? That's why you play those games, to get ready. Why do you go to Tennessee? Why do you go to East Tennessee State? Why do you go to Northern Kentucky? So when we go to SIUE and go to Lindenwood, it's not like, oh, my gosh, it's a road game and it's really hard. Everybody plays better at home. It's their home court. I'm not even going to talk about officials. Somebody else talked about officials earlier. Has nothing to do with that. The officiating is always really good. It's 100% great all the time.
There's never been a problem.
That's a fan thing. They're going to have to deal with it.
It's a fan thing tonight, but it might be a Rick thing tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be
a Rick thing tomorrow.
And again, the one mistake you make at this level can be a loss. And not 4 or 5, not 6 or 7. And I'm not going to downplay anything we did in Division II. The GLVC was outstanding, really good teams, really good players, really good coaches. But there was nights we showed up in the GLVC. We were a little more athletic. We were better talent-wise. And we didn't have to be at our best. And we might beat a few teams anyway. Nothing against that league. Nothing against that level. We're blessed to play in one of the best D2 leagues in the country. But at this level, if it doesn't matter. If you take a possession off, you don't come up ready to go. You don't come out ready to go. You think, oh man, this is going to be an easy one. There's none, and everybody can beat you, and everybody will if you're not at your best on that given night. USI basketball is pretty darn good. We got to play USI basketball to win tomorrow versus SEMO.
And not to minimize Lexi, but we know her game and we saw her last year. You know, Lily is new to the program and we're still learning about Lily. When you talk about how difficult this league is and can be, you're talking about entrusting a player like Lily, a freshman, and kind of giving her at least a part of the keys to the castle in a way. When she's on the floor, she's representing your program. What was it about Lily when you were recruiting her, and what is it about Lily on a day-to-day basis that gives you the confidence to put her out on the floor and to give her that responsibility against really good teams?
I'll talk about them both because obviously they're both on the show. I watched Lexi play summer ball with one of the better teams in the country when it comes to AAU, and you talked about her high school stats and she could put up numbers, man. But when we were watching her play in AAU basketball, I just loved that she took on the challenge of playing defending some of the best players on other teams. And they were not – listen, she was on a level that they weren't playing against bad teams, and they were playing against all the best teams. Lily brought something to every aspect of the game that I really liked, and our coaches really liked. Again, I'm not the only one watching these players play. I mean, Coach G and Coach J and Coach D. I mean, those guys are out there, beating the doors down, and they're hitting it hard. But you look at like Lily, her length, and you should talk about her shooting. One of the things about Lily that obviously, Coach Graves ain't calling me. So, I mean, there's no parents calling me to talk about what's going on. But you could tell that Lily is a coach's daughter. And the way she plays and her smarts on the court is real. They all come in doing something that you expect, and then they come in doing some things you don't expect. You're like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Those are toppers, to the scenario. But I'll just continue to talk about those two. They're competitors. They're winners, man. They come in, they want to win, and they work. They're in the gym. I don't know if there's there's not too many people that have been in the gym more than Lexi in her year and a half here. Lily's not afraid to get in there and go for it and challenge it. She's in the gym. She's working. That's how you get better. And we can't wait to game time to get better. We got to be in the gym. They got to put extra time in. Practice is great and it's part of it. But if you're not getting extra stuff in outside of that, there's no really way to improve. And those two are awesome when it comes to that. Fun to see them in the gym. I've been in with them some obviously in their time here and they want to get better. And they have, and there's no question they're going to keep doing that as they go because they it matters to them. They're in the gym improving every single day.
Again, it's the Rickstown Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. We'll take a step aside, getting ready for tomorrow's game against SEMO when we return right here on WREF.
All right.
USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mac Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mac delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mac and let them give your home the winning touch. Mac Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Up shop here on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Stein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coach Stein talking USI women's basketball and a big game tomorrow against Southeast Missouri on WREF. What do you know about the Red Hawks? What do we need to know about the Red Hawks?
Much improved. New coach last year, and it kind of had a rough go of it last year coming in. Second year, basically a totally new team, all new players for the most part, except for a couple, and brought in some of her former ones that she had when she was at junior college, super improved. This is a basketball team that is that's hunting, a level up. They're thinking it's time to level up into the top half of the league, and I guarantee you, that team is coming here tomorrow thinking, oh man, it's Southern Indiana. They're thinking, hey man, we get a chance to beat Southern Indiana tomorrow, and there's different levels as far as that goes. They think that it's their time to kind of push into to a spotlight where they can get into that conference tournament. And get in that conference tournament, you got a chance, right? Yeah. That championship week has really got a chance to compete for an NCAA tournament bid and all the above. Their team's going to really challenge us. They go off the dribble a lot. They're trying to get into the paint. They can make plays off the bounce. Our team defense is going to be challenged again. Again, our number 60. We and for all of you in here, you guys know we talk about a lot. you know, we hold teams under 60. We're probably going to have a great chance to win. This team gets above that, they get up at a big number. Think about that. That's 15 a core. So when a team comes in to get 20 in the first, that's not a good thing for us. So think about how we're trying to get 15, 15, 15, and 15 or below. We've got a, you know, one of our goals is 4 charges a game. This is going to be I hope we get to that number tomorrow because they're going to be driving in there trying to take it to the rim, and hopefully we can take care of business, protect the paint, but also get some charges to help do that too. So taking care of the ball, I thought we turned the ball over too much in our game at Lindenwood. We had too many turnovers the first quarter at SIUE. We're one of the best teams in the league in assist to turnover ratio, turnover margin. You know, how many turnovers we have compared to our teammates or our opponents, and how we take care of the ball really matters for us too. Again, you know, we're coming back to the Liberty Arena, and I told our team this, today, because we've been gone for 3 games. It feels like 3 months. It feels like a long haul. Just because we're coming home doesn't mean we're going to win. We got to come home. We got to fight for that win. We got to fight for our home court tomorrow, and we're excited. We're going to have this home crowd out tomorrow to help us to do that too. That's always a good thing. We like having the home crowd out.
I like it. Of course, if the home crowd can't make it out, can always listen on WREF. Hey, looking forward to seeing all of you guys at Liberty Arena. Yeah. Coach, really appreciate the time.
Thanks, as always,
for the Rookstown Radio Show. Shout out to Lily Graves and Lexi Sepulveda, the Hilltop Inn, for hosting us. Thank you to everyone for coming out. That'll do it for us. Awesome. Good night, everyone.
Awesome night. Thanks.
You have been listening to Rookstown on Basketball on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Hilltop Inn, Allstat Office City, and by the Mack Industrial Services. Rickstein on Basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Lou Fuse.